Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. You've tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. I want all of you to call in today. I want to know what the temperature is in your part of the country. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Let me give that to you again. 347-637-3789. When I checked the temperature this morning, it was minus 20. I can't remember when the winters have been this cold. It is freezing out there. And please promise me that you won't go out unless you absolutely have to and that you're going to dress accordingly. Can you imagine minus 20? Ah, you're listening again to Live with Kathy. Now, the show is live from 11:30 to 12, and then it will be archived, and you could hear it over and over again on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CHIHIWATSON. So, where do you live? What is the temperature? I really wanted to go out today, but I don't drive, and my driver called me and said, oh, please, give me a pass, and I said, absolutely, absolutely. I want to remind you, oh, I found this. I digress. Gals, Dwight Eisenhower was quite a romantic person. Yes, I know, I'll get on to my show. We choose you. I'm adopted and special. But gals, I want you to know, no man is worth your tears. Once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. Oh, how heart-rending. And guys, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one that is, she won't break your heart. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And I also want to remind you that I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. So, call in today, 347-637-3789, and let me know how cold it is in your part of the country. Now, I live in the state of Wisconsin, and yes, it is freezing cold. And I do have a marvelous white Mongolian lamb coat to wear. And Cindy, my daughter, said, Mother, don't you dare go out today. It's not worth it. So let me ask you, I digress for a moment, and I promise you that we will get to We Choose You, the chapter in Choices. By the way, these are all true stories. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Wouldn't you just love to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? What do you have to offer? What do you have to share with the world? Don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Entrepreneurs, business owners, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Imagine your very own half-hour radio show. It could be an hour or two, where you are the star. You're sharing your story, your purpose with the world. Your way, you own it. Broadcasting on live with Kathy. Or you could have your own show. Internet radio is a powerful advertising and marketing tool. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline phone. Oh, you could use a quality cell phone, but I prefer to use my landline. Now, this show is archived, but it's live right now. And at 12 o'clock Central Time, give it about 20 minutes, and you'll be able to log on and listen to it again and again. But now let's get back to you. You're the star of your show. You see, I then email you the link. I'm going to be your hostess. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. I will work with you on your content. I become your outside advocate and your promoter. I look forward to hearing from you. Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. And if you just want to break into the power of internet radio, you could take a 30-second or a 60-second commercial on my show, Live with Kathy Consortium. There's a 13-week commitment. And it is so affordable. So I need to ask you something, darlings. Did you write a book? And you have it published? Oh, and 1,500 copies are sitting in your garage? How can you possibly become well-known or become a success if you're not promoting yourself? And internet radio is very, very powerful, especially when you take it out. A commercial on Live with Kathy. I want you to feel the energy of impact. The brotherhood and sisterhood, ironworkers impact, Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the domperion of the trades. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? And hey, gals, that's for you too. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers and for you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work, ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. To find out more, log on ironworkers.org. And I have produced a CD. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Ironworkers, what a noble, noble profession. So, darlings, what dream do you still have that's dancing in your heart? Come on. I want to hear about it. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship. One family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many, but it doesn't have to be that way. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Iron Age. The beau vivant of sculptors, leatherworks, originals. Do you want a unique, one-of-a-kind original design? Do you want to find out more about the beau vivant Iron Age? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. It is with pleasure for me to introduce you to the book choices. They're all true stories. And the book is available at Author House in Bloomingdale, Indiana, 47403. I have decided to showcase all of the authors in choices. NATO. Notable authors together, optimize. Do you have a story? What is it that you want to share with the world? Oh, darlings, I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. But there's only one of you, and you'll never happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. What dream do you have? What desire do you have? You could call in right now, 347-637-3789, and share it with the world. I told you that you will never happen again. And I need to ask, who are your reference groups? Who is it? Let's just say hypothetically that you have a dream. And you're sharing it with people who make fun of you or say, oh, it's ridiculous, it'll never. They are not supportive. They are not your team that you should be working with. You have to find like-minded people. All right. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Life responds to your outlook. Our body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. The dream you choose to believe in come to be. When you feel in your innermost being that you will achieve what you set out to do, you open the way for miracles. Choose to believe that something good could happen. You see, it's the law of attraction. What you put out there is exactly what you will get back. Did you hear me? What you're thinking right now, you see, the mind can't say, oh, wait a minute, Kathy didn't really think that. She doesn't mean that. This is what she means. No. The law of attraction. Eckhart Tolle said, ask yourself, is there joy, ease, and lightness in what you're doing today, what I'm doing today? If there isn't, then time is covering up the present moment. That's all you have. And life is perceived as a burden or a struggle, or you don't believe it's going to be true. What you think about comes about. You're the Michelangelo of your life. No one creates your life other than you, unless you choose to listen to other people and you make them your god or goddess. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Darlings, I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Will you promise me that you won't? And if you really don't quite know how to do or what to do it, be sure and email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You are so unique. And I'm going to repeat this over and over again until you truly believe that if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Now find the people that think the way you do, not someone that's going to downgrade you and say, ah, that'll never, ever happen. I want your voice to be the voice of inspiration and encouragement to everyone in the world. And it bears repeating, honey. I know that you're afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be. But if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? We only have this moment. This is it. There are no do-overs. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you? On a scale of 1 to 10 and 10 being the best, what is it that you have that could be life-changing or give someone else the desire or to say, oh, if Kathy could do it, if Jane could do it, if Roger could do it, if John could do it, if Bill could do it, if Bob could do it, then I can too. I have to remind you, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. And need I remind you that I have traveled the world as a guest speaker on international cruise ships? Do I need to remind you that I was selected from hundreds to present my thoughts, my theories in Malaysia, the Malaysian government? Hi, Zombri. I'm still in touch with Zombri. I performed in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. And by the way, oh, darlings, I just have to remind you that I'm available for a speaking engagement. I travel all over the world, and I will come to you. You just need to tell me what it is that you want me to address. Every speech is custom designed to accommodate your organization and your audience. It shall be my pleasure to share with you that what I'm doing, I was not selected. I'm making this happen. You are the creator of your life. Do you understand that? No one else could make your choices. Choices are absolutely our most incredible power. They either come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Are you going to go to the very end? Oh, I should have. I could have. Oh, why didn't I? You know how to get in touch with me. Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, at sbcglobal.net. And it shall be my pleasure to direct you, to take you by the hand, to walk alongside you, not ahead or behind, but to walk alongside you and help you achieve your dream. Don't be selfish. Share yourself with the world. Now, today, the program is dedicated to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. They're all true stories. And you can get it by getting in touch with Author House, 800-839-8640. And you can get it in hard copy or soft copy. And you'll find, darlings, that you're not alone. The introduction. Kathy's story through the years. Sheila chose, I choose to live. Joan, it's never too late. Fulfilling a lifelong dream. Viva Reviva, from humble beginnings to success. By Stefan. Living my life in paradise. Sandy, steel mill mama. Shows no signs of retiring. I featured her last week, I believe. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. Chuck. I'm adopted and special. We choose you. By Lee. I know her. She's charming. From stargazing to wonderment, who am I and where am I going? By Rayanne. Enrica wrote, divine intervention. By the grace of God, I will do. The choice was clear, rich or poor. How the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream, Rudy. And the Barbara wrote, we always have a choice. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. And Michael said, the will to be happy. Put yourself first. If you're not happy, how can you share it? Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And then journey with Joan. On her journey of choices, crisis or opportunities. And then my note from Kathy on page 95. This is a marvelous gift. Or if you belong to a book club, you will want to feature this book because they're all true stories. Choices. A tribute to the contributing author celebrities in their own right. Oh, you'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. Yeah. And you'll rejoice in victorious achievements. And what you can learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It don't have to go to the very end. With your dreams still dancing in your heart, it's never too late. Yeah. You can overcome adversity and succeed, and you can live your life in paradise. You see, the contributing authors and I wish you the best life has to offer. But again, darlings, it's your choice. Do you want to share your dreams? Your challenges? Choose to make now the best of the rest of your life. This is the only moment you have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, I'm adopted and special. We choose you. Huh. You have to meet Lee. She's incredible. I quit, she said to a corporation. Powerful statement. I want you to enjoy the journey of a remarkable woman who's been taking quantum leaps all of her life. Lee is a role model of optimism and hope, who never wavered from her determination to choose a career of becoming an entrepreneur over corporate America. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 1973. That's when Lee decided she had enough of corporate linear conduct. She knew it was time for her to quit her position at Bell and Howell. But here, her story first. All right, be with me here. You're 6 years old, and you're told you're adopted, and that you're special. Lee's first reaction was to cry, but she grabbed hold of the fact that being adopted meant that she was chosen and special, and that separated her from all others. I'm quoting Lee now. My formative years proved to be exciting and productive. Being special gave me the strength and security to achieve my goals. I was adopted when I was 1 month old. I remember my adoptive parents telling me they chose me because of my big blue eyes and big mouth. The big blue eyes won the hearts of my parents 76 years ago. My adoptive mother, Vivian, was from Iowa, and my father from Minnesota. Fate brought them together when they both moved to Chicago and happened to move into the same building. Oh, the story is that my dad came to borrow a cup of sugar from my mom. Their chemistry was electrifying. Voila! They married in 1934. My mom knew she couldn't have children and set out immediately to adopt. I was officially named Lee, Letitia, after my dad's mother. I was born in 1935. My birth mother was 19 and my father was 21, both from Illinois. Now, you're probably wondering, did I search for my birth mother? Yes, I did. While searching, I found out my birth mother's age would be around 80. I longed to be part of a family. I wanted to know if I had any brothers or sisters. The investigation proved fruitless, but I moved on. Right before I started school, my parents sat me down at the kitchen table. They felt it was time to explain to me that I was adopted. I remember we were having a cup of tea. To this day, I tear up at the memory. My parents very gently told me I was adopted and explained being adopted meant that I was special because they chose me. I needed to know because the nuns would see I'd been baptized where Holy Name Cathedral, where babies who were in the Catholic orphanages were baptized. I was so young. Au revoir.